helping people who are in poverty or in deep debt is really inconvenient. It costs at least £60 to be a life changer with Cat. It'd ruin your diary to become a befriender and come alongside somebody and take their phone calls and call them back and spend time with them and have them over for dinner. And it takes lots of patience to be a debt coach. It'd be a lot easier just to ignore those people who have those problems. Out of sight, out of mind. Pretend their problems don't affect us at all. Deuteronomy promises us that there will always be poor people in the land. So no matter what we do, no matter what commitments you might make to support CAP today, there's always going to be poor people in our land. It's a never-ending problem in our fallen society. But at the same time, Yahweh our God expects us to be open-handed towards your brothers and sisters who are poor and needy in your land. And our psalm this morning, Psalm 37, says, "The righteous give generously. The righteous give generously. They are always generous and lend freely." You see, it doesn't say the rich give generously and lend freely. It doesn't say the wealthy give. It says the righteous. That's everyday people of God, like you and me, who are all struggling to make a living, to make ends meet, to save a bit for our own rainy days. We're the ones that Yahweh expects to give generously and to lend freely. And God's code of ethics in Deuteronomy also says that when we do these things, when we, the righteous, even if you don't think of yourself as the righteous, that's what you are. If you're here this morning, you're seeking after God, and He counts you as righteous. When we do those things, when we are generous, when we lend freely, we are opening up the floodgates for Yahweh, our God, to send His blessings upon us. When we're open-handed with the orphans, the fatherless, the widows, those who are impoverished, the foreigners, when we are generous to them, we open up ourselves to being blessed by God. Deuteronomy also says, if you only, you righteous, if you only fully obey your God and are careful to follow these commands I give you today, Yahweh your God will bless you as He has promised, and you will lend to many nations, and you will borrow from none. When we're living in poverty, we need to borrow. We need to indenture ourselves as a slave to the credit card companies, to the banks, to whomever it is, as modern day slaves. When we are living in poverty, we become modern-day slaves. And we need to seek others to borrow from. God says, if you will follow me and give generously and lend freely, you will not have to borrow. You will become one who lends to others. Others will come to you for help. You will not have to go to them for help. Jesus indicates in the gospel we read today, Matthew chapter 25, when we care for the least of these, when we care for the lost, the left out, those who have been left behind. We're creating those thin places. Do you remember the thin places we talked about a month or two ago? The thin places are places in our world that we create when heaven touches earth. When we give generously to the poor, when we lend freely without expectation of anything in return, we are creating a thin place where we allow God to touch earth and to transform people's lives. And doesn't that stand to reason that if we, working together as a congregation, are lifting up our neighbors right here in Dollingstown and Marlin and Lurgan, if we are helping to lift them up out of the pit of poverty, we ourselves will be better off. We're better off when those who are impoverished around us are able to get a plan to get out of debt, have some hope and some training to interview for jobs. It doesn't do us a hill of good if Mark or somebody else around us commits suicide because they're in despair. It doesn't do us any good if Bev in the video is spending 15 months of her life shut up in her house because she's so afraid to go outside. It doesn't do us any good if the neighbor down the street has to foreclose on their house and go into bankruptcy. That doesn't do them any good. It doesn't do us any good. It doesn't do Craig Avonborough any good. And it certainly doesn't do God any good. God promises us that we not fear sacrificing of ourselves for the poor. It will not inflict an economic hardship on us. Rather, he assures us in his word this morning, in Deuteronomy, in Psalm 37, in Matthew chapter 25, to the contrary, that such sacrifices that we might make for the poor will ultimately pay off in greater prosperity, not just for them, but for us, here on earth and in heaven. And I can tell you from my own experience of living in debt, in deep debt, and from my own ministry to the homeless in the United States, that whatever it is that you can do, starting today and going forward, whatever you can do to lift up the countenance of a person around you who is poor, to get their face out of the mire, whatever you can do to help the least, the lost, and the left out, that's an investment that's better than any money you can put away in the bank. It's better than any stock you can buy. It's better than any CD rate you're going to get from the credit union. So, God's word to us is a great invitation. He wants us to test him, to go ahead and make a sacrifice for the poor around us, and to see if he will not uphold his promise to open up the floodgates of his blessings upon our congregation, upon our community. It's for his glory. And we're just going to take a minute. If Hubert and Jill and all of the volunteers who work with CAP in any function, any befrienders, any debt coach, if you would just come up right now, we just want to pray over all of you right now today. Come on up, please. Well, let's pray over our brothers and sisters who've already taken this step to be befrienders and life changers. Let's pray. Holy Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the blessings you've given us, Lord. We thank you that you see us as your righteous children, Lord. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the challenge you put before us, Lord, to step up to the plate. and to reach out to the brothers and sisters around us, to the foreigners in our neighborhood, Lord, to the widows, to the orphans, to the unemployed, Lord, to those who have had to enslave themselves to credit cards, Lord, and to debt. We want to be a part of your army that sets them free, Lord. Take our £2 a month, Lord. Take our diaries to be befrienders, Lord. Take whatever we have to offer you. Multiply these gifts, Lord, to lift up our brothers and sisters in our communities, Lord, to lift up their face out of the mire, Lord, so that they know your hope, so that they know your love, Lord, so that they know that you care, Lord, for them. And it's all for your glory, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless you all. Thank you. Thank you.